Okay, week one's in the books. There were quite a number of actually good scores in the hundreds, quite a number of scores in the 70s, and we're starting to see how different players are going to be matching up in their respective lineups. Let's jump right into it, and in no particular order, we're going to jump up out the gates with the highest score for the week, the highest scoring team, the Los Gatos Crabs. And they scored 135 this week and defeated the Mudcats 73. This was basically a scoring performance right across the board. That, and you've got to ask the question, have the Crabs, you know, basically started the season where they left off last season? Well, it was, as I said, across the board. It started Thursday night. Mahomes had 20, three touchdowns, looked as good as he did last year. Kelce had 14, he had a touchdown and 50 yards. And then Sunday came around and the numbers kept racking up. Adams, boy, 156 yards, two TDs. Very nice, 38 points. Metcalf had 18 with a touchdown. Gurley had 11 with a touchdown. Eckler had 8. Special teams scored pretty well. Chargers defense, 17. All things considering, just a really good start to the Crabs season. And look like they're potential front runners. For the Mudcats, Stafford had 13. You know, got run down in the fourth quarter and by Chicago. Montgomery was quiet with 7 and Marvin Jones, 5. He was pretty quiet as well. Allen was quiet with 3. Waller had 4. Akers had 3. Chark had 11. He did have a touchdown, just the one catch though. And special teams were pretty good, scoring 27. On the bench for both teams, some promising signs for both. Tannehill was pretty good with 18. Minshew, 19. But their quarterbacks, rest of the team was pretty lean. For the Crabs, Howard had 12, had a touchdown. Hines was very, very good. 2 touchdowns, good yardage, 21. Miller had a spectacular touchdown for 16. So some good promising signs there from the bench as well. Let's jump to our next game. It was the Maulers, 109, defeating last year's Spooners with 75. That is the Costanzas. So the first round pick in the rookie draft was helpful, but not enough. Let's jump into looking at the Maulers. Ryan had 28. He looks like he's going to continue this season where he left last season, lots and lots of yards. Cook had 21. Had 2 rushing touchdowns. Some of that sort of came late in the contest as the Packers crushed the Vikings. Juju had 2 touchdowns. A nice evening, 24 points. Lamb had 5. Higbee 4. Chubb had 2. Jackson 4. So a little lean pickings. Depth could be a little bit of a concern. Special teams had 21 for the Costanzas. 75. Not going to do it in this league. 17 for Prescott, 12 for Drake. Jones had 20, and then the rest of the team was very, very quiet. 2 for Beckham, 7 for Henry. Connor has got an ankle sprain. See how bad it is. He didn't score any. Williams had 4, and special teams only had 13, so that didn't go well. On the benches, not too many standouts. Most at 29, and Kelly 12 for the Maulers, and for the Costanzas, besides the quarterbacks, not a lot. Edmonds had 12, Haskins had 12, but both of those, well, Haskins is a quarterback, so really, Hilaire with 24 is the bright spot. He may go into the lineup as a rookie, but for this week, it's an 0-1 start for the Costanzas. The Cows, 129 to 77. Is this a year that we can expect good things from the Cows? Well, Breeze only had 14. I say only 14 because you can expect more, I think, as time goes by. And Barkley only had 6. Very well contained by Pittsburgh. By the way, Pittsburgh defense looks excellent. But then, yeah, the numbers lit up the scoreboard. Crowder, 31. He had a touchdown, a very nice touchdown too. Hill had 13. He had a touchdown on Thursday night. Cook had 8. Ridley, 36. Very, very nice. 2 touchdowns. 2 very good touchdowns. Edelman had 7. Special teams only helped with 14. But that's still, it was enough, well and truly enough, to defeat the Hamsters with only 77. You've got to question whether or not that party distraction on draft night could come back to haunt the Hamsters. It was a valiant effort considering there was a huge 50th party going on in the background. But, you know, was it the distraction that led to poor showing out the gate? But you never know. So Wilson, 33. That's the bulk of the scoring. 4 from Bell. He's been placed on IR. Diggs had 8. Thomas had 1 high ankle sprain. Doubtful for this week. Maybe a multiple week doubtful. Burtz had a touchdown. He had 10. Scott had 4. And then Harry with a fumble had -1. Special teams, 18-77 total. Worrying signs. On the bench, a couple of standouts. Well, just from a quarterback perspective, Aaron Rodgers was just spectacular. He had 35. But besides that, for the Maulers, Sanders had 10. He's clearly going to get a bump up now that Thomas is gone. Brown had 16, scored a touchdown, looked very good. Smith, the tight end for Tennessee, Juno Smith, 12, looked good. Hockerson, another tight end, Detroit, touchdown, 14 points, looked good. And Darius Slate looked very good. 2 touchdowns, 100 yards, 36 points. Dobbins had 2 touchdowns for 14. So some real bench strength for the Maulers. On the other side of the equation, no one scored over 10 for the Hamsters. Concerning signs for the Hamsters after week 1. Long season ahead of us. The Queens, 127. Defeated last year's Super Bowl champions, the Wipeouts, 104. Queens off to a very nice start. And it really was a good spread. You know, Murray had 24. Carson with 2 touchdowns, 2 receiving touchdowns, had 24. Thielen looked very good. 2 receiving touchdowns, a 2-point conversion, had 110 yards, 36. Very good. Very good. 7 for Robinson. He'll do better. Hurst with 3, again, just a new team, new system, probably will perform better as time goes by. Fuller had 16, it looks like one of the go-to guys for Watson. Moore didn't do much, and special teams had 12. For the Wipeouts, it was a tale of potentially not starting the right players. Jackson had 27. He's going to continue to get you 20 to 30 every week, maybe more some weeks. Aaron Jones was solid, had a rushing touchdown, 13. Hopkins with 20. Hopkins was a nice trade pickup pre-draft. But then very lean pickings. 9 for Lockett. Had good yardage. Hooper looked porous. I don't think that's a problem. 1. McLaren, 6, didn't look great. Sterling Shepard had some moments, 4, special teams, 24. But the benches were really interesting. For the Queens, David Johnson looked really good on Thursday night, had 16 points. Valdez Scantling looked great, scored 21, so some interesting options there. For the Wipeouts, Anderson had 33, long touchdown, a 2-point conversion. Goddard had 24. He could be a replacement to go in at tight end. But off to an 0-1 start, but the Queens get out to a 1-0 start. It's always nice to get that first win. The Dockers win the closest game of the week, 109 to the Frio Finns 100. The Dockers just held them off in the end. Allen had 26, and probably the quarterback situation was the difference. Gordon had 9. Welcome back to the NFL, this time with the Denver Broncos. Parker had 4. He's questionable. Looks like he may have got injured. Godwin had 7. He'll be better. That defense in New Orleans, pretty good. Andrews was fantastic. He had two receiving touchdowns. He had 23 points. Lindsay has turf toe. He's going to be spending a few weeks on the bench, I think. Woods had 16. Woods looked very good. Special teams had 21. For the Finns, Wentz 6. Not enough. It's not enough. 24 for McCaffrey. A couple of TDs. He's just going to get you 24 every week. Watkins looked very good. 17 for the Chiefs on Thursday night. Brown didn't do much with 3. Kittle, 4. And Kittle actually has a knee sprain. Could be out for a couple of weeks. Henry, he's just going to do this every week. 17. So the running back situation, very strong for the Finns. But wrapped around that, we just don't know. Kittle and Ingram. Ingram may go now into Kittle's spot, but Ingram didn't have any points this week. Special teams had 29. So that was a good showing. On the bench, areas where, injections could be warranted. Corey Davis had 15 for the Dockers. He might get a call up. Washington had 12. He had a TD, a really nice TD as well. Zach Moss in Buffalo, rookie, had 11. So interesting there. For the Finns, Peterson had 11. All yards, so no touchdowns there. Could pick up some touchdowns. Cousins had 19. Could he be the start of a controversy at quarterback? Wentz doesn't look like he's the guy. Not much else over, 10 points except for the Saints, who had 17. So, unfortunate loss for the Finns, but they probably look to bounce back. Another team with 100 that lost. In the final game for the week, the Devils 100 beat the Budgies, who had the worst score this week at 54 for the Devils. Good points, really. 15 for Brady. Hard to say whether he's going to be the answer, but Elliott was great. A couple of TDs, 27. Green, 5. Just going to take a little bit of time for Burrows to get sorted out there. Gallup, 5. Could have had more. A controversial call late in the fourth quarter. Gronk only had 1. I don't think Gronk is the answer there. Jacobs, 31. Fantastic. 3 touchdowns. I think he could be the running back of the season almost for where he got picked. Ruggs looked pretty good too. He's 6. And whether or not he can continue that could be a little hot and cold as a rookie. 10 points for special teams. For the Budgies, pretty worrying signs. Watson had 18 and Kamara had 21. Both of those good. Kamara had 2 touchdowns. Looked real good. Hilton 5. Cup 4. Ebron 1. Singletary 5. Cooper 8. You'd expect some of those to improve. Special teams minus 8. The Vikings defense looks terrible. Concerning signs for the Budgies, to be honest. On the benches, besides quarterbacks, Fant looked good. Had a touchdown at 17 points. Was looked at a lot by the quarterback there, Love. So that's for the Devils. And for the Budgies, Lazard looked good. Green Bay just looked good, 16. Brown looked very good, 15. He should walk into the lineup. That's pretty much it. So there's not a lot of wriggle room there for the Budgies, but probably enough just to probably slot in and make a better fist of it come week 2. So there's a bit of a recap. From a standings perspective, well, it's early days, but so we can just get through this pretty quick. From a standings in the North, the Queens of the Moors 1-0. The Wipeouts are 0-1. In the South, 1-0 for the Dockers and the Cows. Frio Finns 0-1. In the East, the Crabs 1-0. 0-1 for the Costanzas and the Mudcats. And in the West, 1-0 for the Devils. Hamsters Budgies 0-1. So as we look to next week, we've got the Crabs against the Costanzas, staying within that division. The Maulers play the Wipeouts. The Budgies come up against the Mudcats. The Queens play the Finns. The Cows are up against the Dockers. And the Hamsters are up against the Devils. So, week one in the books. We love week one. It starts to show who's who in that zoo. But to be honest with you, with such a long season ahead of us, it's so good to have football back, watching it on Sunday. Even though there was no fans, it still felt pretty normal. But I hope everyone's enjoying it. I hope everyone's had a chance to see some of it. If not, take a look. Otherwise, good luck next week, and I will be back this time next week with the week two review.